how to be awesome at not labeling your feelings good or bad. This concept is so freeing. Ready? It's good to feel sad, angry, stressed, because it's part of being human. These emotions that we tend to label as negative emotions and judge ourselves for feeling are not the problem. The actual problem is the label we give to it, not the emotion itself. Here's the best part. The way you get through those emotions, the sadness or the stress, is by not trying to feel the opposite, but by simply not labeling the emotions as good or bad. When we label our emotion, it often makes those emotions bigger. If you feel jealous and you feel badly about feeling jealous, it gets bigger. If we shift to this new emotional awareness and acceptance for our feelings, we recognize that all emotions serve a purpose. By having this non-judgmental attitude towards emotions, we move through emotions faster and solve problems more efficiently. It makes us more emotionally resilient and have healthier coping strategies, which is so much more awesome than running yourself down about how you feel. Let's unpack it.
You're listening to the How to Be Awesome at Everything podcast, where we're obsessed with life hacks that make your life more awesome. Your host, Lindsay Dickhout, is an entrepreneur and business owner, a mom and wife, and someone who wants to do things over the top at all times. This concept started as a collection of things Lindsay has learned that she was documenting to give to her kids one day, and now it's a podcast. Join us on this journey where we talk about how to be awesome at everything we do. Here's Lindsay.
I absolutely love when you learn a new concept and you really like let it sink in deep and it changes the way that you think about things. And it gives you kind of this like weight lifted and this freedom feeling, and in a way simplifies situations and thoughts and how you deal with things and how you worry about things and makes it more simple. This concept today is exactly that. I have thought a lot and read a ton, as much as I can, about labeling our feelings and how people label their feelings, why people label their feelings, what types of feelings we label, what types of feelings we have that we wish we didn't have. We label it good or bad, and in doing so, how it affects everything, how it affects our stress level, how it affects our response, how long that we're kind of stuck in this situation or with this problem or with this feeling. It is so interesting. And really learning this, I've been kind of like obsessed with this for like 3 months now, right? So for the last, I kind of did all the reading and research on this a while ago, and I've let it sink in to my soul and just like really apply it when different situations come up. So I'm so excited to share this concept today of how to be awesome at not labeling your feelings good or bad, but rather understanding that it's part of the human experience, that it's part of being human. And even if we have feelings that we consider not ideal or not positive feelings, like sadness, anger, anxiety, guilt, jealousy, or shame, or fear. These are feelings that we would say are like negative feelings, right? Not feelings that we desire. We don't desire to have anxiety or fear or shame or jealousy, but they don't have to be negative. This whole podcast is about leaning into your feelings. And I promise you, this is not woo-woo. This is not like too abstract to grasp. It's the coolest thing. When we can get to a place to where we embrace these feelings and we proceed on in the most positive way possible, how we can use these feelings to grow and learn and turn it into a feeling that we would consider more of a positive type of feeling, a different, you know, the different range of feelings. So let's get into it. The whole thing about this for me started because I would get caught up in, I don't want, I just went through a really sad period of my life and I would kind of sit with this, like, I don't want to be sad right now. I don't want to be sad in this moment. And then I would kind of realize, like, this isn't ideal, because I would be in a happy moment watching my kids do something and the sadness would come over me. And I realized, listen, the goal here is not perfection. I wish I wasn't sad during this really cool, you know, thing, but I am. So rather than judge the sadness, let's lean into it. Let's feel all the feelings. And then that way it is just so freeing when you can deal with the feelings in a way that is not judgmental. Okay, let's go. These are the main lessons I've learned in researching this. Emotions or feelings are neither good or bad. They're simply messengers. It is our response to them, how we interpret them, and how we react and respond that shapes our experience. So instead of labeling emotions as positive emotions or negative emotions, what if we shift and we view them as messengers or signals, like signals guiding us towards the areas that need attention or need growth or need working through, right? Like if you are, for example, say you are scrolling Instagram and you see somebody post something and you feel like this jealousy, right? Like this jealousy of whatever it is, their fancy outfit, their relationship, their vacation, and it makes you feel inadequate. It makes you feel maybe like angry that you're not in that situation. Maybe it leads to self-criticism. But instead of labeling this, and we're like, picture this as like an intense jealousy, like this has taken over you. You are, like you have full jealousy mode going on, right? Instead of thinking, oh my, like I, instead of leaning into the negativity of that, use it as a signal and a signal to guide you, right? So in this moment, I would say, okay, pause for a second. This feeling isn't a negative emotion, even though it's not our desired emotion. This is not negative. This is a signal. This is a signal to that something is off, that I need to adjust something. It may be that you need to get the hell off Instagram. Maybe you're just in an age or a stage of life or even just a day or a week to where like that isn't helpful. You're just going to go down a spiral. Maybe that's just kind of what's going to trigger it. And maybe you just need to get offline. Maybe that's the thing. Or maybe you've realized that you've pulled back on your ambition and you're not pushing like you used to, and you're not making the same money that you used to. And maybe it's rather than sitting in this jealousy, you know, and letting it build and grow and become negative, what if we say, okay, pause right now. This whole jealousy feeling that I'm feeling is simply a messenger. Use whatever word. I like to like think of it either this is a signal or this is a message. This is a messenger that is telling me that something in my life needs attention. I need to put more attention to this. Sometimes I've done this where I'm kind of feeling that way and I'm like, okay, I am wearing sweats way too much. I need it. This is my sign that I feel better when I put on jeans, when I put on an outfit, when I put on more than the bare minimum of makeup. You know those things? It's like, hey, this is just a signal. I really believe that the emotion is not good or bad. It's how we interpret it and how we respond to it that makes everything, that shapes the whole experience. So I think that, like, think about this example. Those negative emotions are absolutely positive because they are sending us a message that we need in this moment of time. So instead of labeling it and going down a rabbit hole, ask yourself, what is this telling me? What is this signal guiding me towards? And what do I need to readjust? Because what we know is every emotion serves a purpose. It's about figuring out what is that purpose and how can we use it to our benefit? How can we take this feeling and figure it out? What's the purpose of this? What's the message? What's the signal? What's the lesson? And how can we turn this into growth or change or something really positive? Another really cool thing that I learned and experienced in researching all of this and applying it to my own life is, you know, I always say shame only exists in the shadows. I think that's a Brené Brown quote, because I love like calling out failures. I think vulnerability is a superpower, and saying it out loud, right? So this is like an extension of that, where rather than judging your emotions, like call them out, label it what it is. Okay, I am feeling so jealous right now. You don't have to say this out loud. You can just say it to yourself. I'm feeling so jealous right now. In the example we were just talking about scrolling Instagram, whether it's the relationship, the fancy outfit, the vacation, whatever it is, and say it. I am feeling jealous. Perfect. That simplifies things. It's a reflection of something else, our inner state, and it gives us this really cool insight into what's going on, right? It might make you realize, okay, my life is off balance right now. I am prioritizing way too much in this direction. I need to give some more attention, time, love, money, whatever it is, in this direction, because we know these emotions are insights into what's really going on. What are our thoughts? What are our actions? What decisions are we making right now? And it comes out in the way of emotions. The cool part about this too is it's like this whole acceptance of yourself. I really think that we have to be our own number one fans. We have to have this deep love for ourselves, this deep self-confidence, give ourselves grace when we need it, give ourselves a pass when we need it, but still hold ourselves to a high standard. But I love how this makes us just embrace the full spectrum of emotions, right? We can't just accept the good. We can't just be proud of ourselves when we have the really positive emotions. It's like accepting all the entire range of emotions without judgment. It empowers you to have more, like navigate the things that come to you with more resiliency, you know? And in this complicated world that we live in, we all have busy, complicated lives. I think it provides simplicity and clarity. I feel jealous. What is this telling me? What is this telling me? What's off? What needs attention? It's empowering. It's empowering because it's kind of like, I got this. There's nothing I can't handle. I just need to figure out what this means. It gives you full power, full control. We're not blaming other people. We're not, you know, it's just like, it's all on you. It empowers you to navigate your life in the way that works best for you, and being full, like eyes wide open, rather than living in these feelings like guilt or jealousy or shame or fear, rather than just like sitting in that and stewing over it. It's like, nope, I'm going to call it out. I'm going to break it down and figure out what it actually means, because we know we all have to have a wide range of emotions. We all do. It's like emotions are like the weather, right? It changes. It comes and goes. Some days are sunny. Some days are more cloudy. Some days are in between. You know, there's going to be rainy days, but there has to be rainy days to be really sunny days and rainbows. And it may sound cheesy, but I'm telling you, it's such a good analogy to think of, because rather than trying to control your emotions, right? Try to control them or like suffocate what we would consider negative emotions. This whole goal is to try to cultivate a mindset that allows us to thrive in any emotional state, right? So we have this relationship with our emotions to where it's like, I'm going to thrive the best way I can, even when I'm sad or angry, because I've accepted that that's part of the human experience. And I'm going to have it just like there's going to be rainy days, and then there's going to be a sunny day again after that. For me, it's just like, it's really how I am so big on deep self-confidence, because it's like, we have to have this inner love. We have to have this deep self-confidence. We have to be able to rely on ourselves and be strong and be there for ourselves and not crumble when things get difficult the first sign of challenges. And I think that this is a muscle we have to always be exercising. So I love this concept of, I'm going to thrive in any emotional climate. Like I'm going to thrive. Now, my thriving when I'm angry is not going to be the same as when I'm thriving when I'm vibrant and I've just, you know, done a great presentation or something like that, where I'm like on my highest high. Like my thrive is a different at that level than when I'm like angry and thriving. But this whole thing is like, I can still thrive even when I am not in a peak emotional state. I just love that. And I just think that it's just so powerful. A whole nother part of this conversation is shifting focus less on our actual feelings and more on our actions. So when you put heavier weight on your actions, the coolest part about this is you are in control, right? Focus on what we can control. We can't control other people's actions most of the time, but we can control our own actions. So this is where I think a lot of times we get things twisted. We think that we need to feel a certain way to be a certain type of person, but that's not it. It's the actions you take that determine the type of person you are, right? So say you want to be a fit and in shape person, but you hate working out. Your emotions actually don't matter if you do the work. If you lift the weights, you will get the results of that type of person. It's the action. It's the actions you take that make you the type of person that you want to be. It's great because even if you don't feel like it, even if you don't love every minute of it. So even if you're battling these emotions, if you just take the right actions in whatever way, the gym is just an example. It could be in your marriage. It could be in your relationships or friendships. It could be in your health or taking supplements or whatever it is, whatever area of growth you are focusing on right now, or you need, your body needs, someone in your family needs, whatever that is. I think it's very freeing to accept your emotions as they are and focus more on the actions. Because even if you don't feel good about it, if you do the work, you'll get the result. For a lot of these character traits, we think that we need to feel a certain way, but it's the actions you choose despite how we feel. For example, say you want to be a patient person or an honest person. It's not necessarily the feelings, it's the actions you take regardless of the feelings. I love that because sometimes when we're working through something, it's like, stop overthinking and just go to work. You know, it's like less planning and more action. When I work with women and CEOs and big corporations doing consulting, it's so interesting that we all do it, and myself included, where we'll spend so much time in the planning and talking it out phase. And sometimes it's like, let's just hit go. Let's just get to work and it will iron itself out. And a lot of times we go through so much mental exhaustion, mental work, mental repeating the same things and thinking about the same things and worrying about the same things, where if we just got to action, it takes care of itself. And then a lot of times the emotions will follow, right? The emotions will follow because you'll take the right actions. You'll see the result. You'll feel more confident. You'll see the result that you want. And then your emotions catch up, right? I love it because it simplifies us in a very complicated world. I love things that provide clarity and simplicity so we don't waste time and we don't overthink things. The other thing about labeling your emotions as good or bad, I mean, mainly labeling emotions as bad and feeling guilty about feeling that way. Like maybe you're mad about something and you're mad about it. You're mad about it. You can't shake it. You're just furious. But then by judging yourself for feeling angry, it gets bigger, you know? I think that just by telling yourself some version of like, there, it's just like the weather. It will come and it will go, and just not labeling it. It's part of the human experience. Everyone gets angry and it will pass. I love that because I think when we label it and then we start to feel certain ways and we feel certain ways about our feelings and about our emotions, it just gets bigger. Then we talk to other people about it and we complain about it. And then it's just like, it's just this snowball down a mountain and it's impossible to stop. So by labeling emotions, they get bigger. That's the reason why we don't want to label emotions as bad or even as good. You know, I love this concept of what is the lesson with this emotion? What's the lesson with this emotion? That's the actual question to ask yourself. I think that's the best way to say it. You know, I love like a simple hack because oftentimes I'll read a book, I'll be inspired. And then it's like, wait a minute, but how do I apply this to my life when like the world is happening fast? Like things are happening. How do I make a better decision than I did a month ago? And that's the question. What is the lesson with this emotion? I think it's so important to have compassion and to have curiosity rather than labeling it, even if it's something like anxiety, rather than feeling like that anxiety is a sign of failure or incompetence or like you're feeling anxious and worried and other people aren't. Rather than doing that, be curious about it. What is the message? What do I need to adjust? And also give yourself grace and compassion. I think that it's just like a form of self-love. I really think this whole concept is essential for navigating the challenges of life, the challenges that we all face in life, to have resilience and to be self-aware and just to judge ourselves and honestly other people less. In doing this work myself, it's been really transformative for me, but also for like the people in my family, for my close family, like in my home. If someone is kind of like angry and losing it, rather than reacting in like a punishing way, I understand that that's part of being human. And I'd rather them have emotions and be angry and then be super happy than be indifferent. Like my husband and I, early on in our marriage, I told him, there's nothing worse to me than indifferent. I'd rather you be mad at me or, you know, like have emotion, get mad, get upset, get happy. To me, like neutral is the worst, because then are we just living a blah, numbed out life? So think of that as the alternative. That's not what we want. If we never have super high highs or the lows, just to be neutral and indifferent about things, that is the worst to me. So in dealing with a romantic relationship, a friendship, when someone gets angry or when someone is anxious, don't label that emotion as negative. Label that emotion as human. Yeah, you're feeling angry, right? Like if I'm talking to my girls who are now 12 and 13, rather than being like, calm down, you know, sometimes, listen, we're in the preteen era. Sometimes I feel like what's their reaction or their emotion is way more than it needs to be. But I also want them to understand that all these emotions are part of the human experience, all of them. Even these ones that we, like, as a society, as a culture, think feel like they're negative. Like, you shouldn't feel anxiety. You should fix that anxiety. And while I agree that life is better if you don't have the weight of guilt and shame and anxiety, but that's the whole point of this, is embrace those emotions as they come. Ask what the message is so that you can move on from them, right? Because I think that if we don't figure out what the lesson is, then we live and we become an anxious person. Then we are a person who has constant anxiety and worry and fear. And before you know it, that emotion actually becomes like our personality, like our personality trait, or, you know, kind of defines who we are, because we've let that emotion take over and be the emotion that we experience more than all other emotions. The whole point of not judging your emotions as good or bad is accepting the emotion as it comes, feeling the feeling, not judging it, ask what the sign is, and then ask yourself, what needs attention? What is the lesson with this emotion? What needs adjusting? What is this telling me? How am I feeling? Or what could I do to use this emotion to my advantage? It's the best. It's taking negative emotions and turning it into growth and progress and more joy and more happiness and more self-love and more clarity. I love this so much for us, and I love it so much for our crew, like our closest people, because what a gift. Like, think about this. What a gift. Not just like, I know not everybody listening has kids, or maybe you have older kids. I think it works for anybody in your life that you love. when they come to you with what we used to call a negative emotion, like fear, shame, jealousy, or guilt, anxiety, anger, sadness, one of these quote negative emotions that we're not going to call negative anymore. When they come to you with this, share this perspective, right? Share this perspective of, listen, this is not a negative emotion, even though it feels like it to you in this moment. This is actually an opportunity for growth and for clarity. And how about rather than thinking of this as a negative, let's be curious and let's be compassionate and let's give ourselves grace and figure out what's the lesson? What needs adjusting? What is this telling us? I think that it's so good for learning what you need in the moment, working through what you're feeling, figuring it out. I just think it's all about learning and growing and having a growth mindset. This whole concept does not work if you do not have a growth mindset. I think that if you're one of these people who, and I think most of the people, if not everyone who's listening to this podcast right now, has a growth mindset, because that's what all this is about. Constantly learning and growing and navigating and figuring things out, not judging our failures in this same way. We're not going to judge our emotions. We're just going to know that it comes and goes like the weather, and it's all part of the human experience. I really think that there is so much power in allowing yourself to feel all the feelings without judgment so you can navigate life in the most awesome way possible. I think it's one of the biggest gifts we can do for ourselves and our relationship with ourselves and for those people we are closest with and the people that we love the most. Not judging your emotions, not labeling them, but using it as a way for self-growth and clarity and transformation and change. I think it can give us some of the most valuable insights into our thoughts and our feelings. And I think that we can really use it to have more awesome days and weeks and months and be more resilient, be more tough, and really have this non-judgmental attitude towards our emotions so that we can move through the emotions faster, solve problems more efficiently, and feel good about ourselves all the time. Thank you so much for listening. Share this message with someone. Share this message on social media. Maybe screenshot this and pop it in your Instagram stories and tag me. I will repost it. It means so much to me. I love doing this podcast. I love connecting with people. I love the lessons that I learned from the conversations back and forth. So ping me and thank you for listening. Have an awesome day.
Thanks for listening to the How to Be Awesome at Everything podcast. For more info about today's episode and all past episodes, head over to howtobeawesomeateverything.com, where we break it all down. Tell us what you thought of today's topic on Lindsay's Instagram at Lindsay's Cloud. Until next time, go out and be awesome, because that's exactly what you are.